All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Glory 83, and that goes down on February the 11th. It is the main event as the Glory Light Heavyweight Championship will be defended. We have Donaghy Abina and Sergey Maslobayev getting out there, and should be a great one. And good having Sergey on the show before this title defense. How's your day going so far, man?
Busy, like always. Every day I have a lot of things to do, so, you know, a lot of filming, a lot of social media, a lot of meetings, and a lot of trainings as well, so it's busy.
Yeah, I would think a lot of that comes with being, you know, a champion and being in the main event. Have you felt like there's more of the, like, media obligations ramped up for this one as compared to maybe some prior fights?
Yeah, sure. Just when I become a champion, it was like going massive in my country. So I think I had to visit every TV show, every news portal, and, you know, give interviews, do podcasts, and so on and so on. So, you know, we did a lot of things. But I'm glad and I'm enjoying the moment because I think that my main mission is to promote martial arts in my country, because I love martial arts. Martial arts changed me, changed my life, and I think that can change even more lives in the future. But we need to talk about it, and we need to, you know, show our example how it is done.
So is this something relatively recently you've started thinking about more, like maybe in terms of like being a role model for young up-and-coming martial artists in Lithuania? Like, do you kind of look at what you're doing through that kind of, you know, consideration as well, just like something even beyond your own individual pursuit of athletic accomplishment? Like, do you try to, I guess, be a role model and inspire young Lithuanian fighters?
Well, I do it for a long time. I had, you know, different situations in my life, and like I said before, life is a beautiful thing. It can give you gifts, and it can really, really damage you a lot, you know, especially for your mistakes. So I made some mistakes in my life, and when I had big opportunities in my life, I understood that for my mistakes, I have to meet those consequences, and now I have to show my example to young people how you need to plan your life, how to live your life, because, you know, in our parents teach us how to cook, how to eat, how to dress. In school, they teach us how to read, how to count. But nobody teaches us how to live our life. So I've been in a lot of places. I've seen a lot of warm stuff, a lot of cold stuff, you know, dark and light. So now, from my experience, I can talk a lot to the young people and share my experience of life. And like I said before, that martial arts helped me to develop me as a person, as a character.
Yeah, and it seems like you are very active in, you know, a lot of those different efforts and stuff like that. Like, I was seeing in a previous article, you like to help out people in your local community through like charity events and just, you know, helping people who might be in, say, like, you know, a juvenile detention center, or just people who are in, like, you know, not the greatest of situations necessarily. I would think that would bring you like really a lot of joy to be able to use your influence to help people in that kind of vein.
Yeah. You know, all humans, there is a quote I wrote a long time ago, and it was really funny, but it's really right. We all live for the first time. And when you're doing something for the first time, it's like, I don't know, it's more common that you're going to make a mistake. know, that you want to do something right because you're doing it for the first time. Well, we live for the first time, so a lot of us are doing mistakes, but better to learn from other people's mistakes and, you know, to live your life, to live a better life than to do those mistakes on your own. So that's my mission, you know, to motivate people to be the best versions of themselves.
Well, that's a great way to look at things for sure. I'll have to try to interweave that into my own mindset there. That's a good one there. But something that isn't transpiring for the first time is this particular fight here. Both you and Donaghy Abina ran it at Glory 79 in October there, and you emerged with the split decision victory. Like, I mean, a bit over a year ago now at this point, like, what would you say the biggest differences are between both yourself and your opponent heading into this fight? Like, is the rematch going to look a great deal different, you think?
Well, it was the first time I fought after 1.5 year, pause, and I fought in the collision free, first time in that kind of arena, in that kind of tournament. So I really was like burned out psychologically, and now I'm more prepared. Now I'm more ready. Now I'm a champion, man. Now I'm like a different person. Now I move and I feel the ring differently. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. And the Negi, I noticed that he changed his style too. He started to work smarter. His body became physically stronger. So I think it's going to be a really interesting match. It won't be easy either way, not for him, not for me. But my fans know that when I'm going to the ring, the main thing that I want to do is bring on the show. So they will get the show. They will get a, you know, brutal show. That's for sure.
That's interesting you say that too. Like, you talk about how much like winning that light heavyweight title like really added to the mentality, like galvanizing the already strong confidence that much more. And I mean, very impressive run to say the least, like 12 fight win streak you're currently riding. Like, how much did winning that title really add something to your game and galvanize the mindset? Because obviously you've been on a very impressive run already. Like, what was it about being cemented as the Glory champion that you felt took you to a next level almost?
Well, you know, as far as you go, as higher as you climb, is the bigger way you are, like, more painful is the way down, you know, or the way back. You get more pressure. It's I don't get a lot of confidence because I'm winning all the time. I'm winning all the time because I'm always trying to do my best at the preparation camps and in the fight. I try to give my all, and, you know, the mentality is like, or win or die. That's it. And that I feel more confident? No, I don't feel more confident. I always, you know, stress a lot. Because I really want to win and want to prove that I can, but just now I start to work a lot on my psychological part, and started to enjoy the process more. So this is I think is the main thing that I learned, how to enjoy the process. And that stress that comes with it, too.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly turned in a lot of impressive results so far. And I mean, not even just winning the title last time out, but cool to see that it was nominated for Glory's Fight of the Year as well. That must be kind of a fun component to it as well, just knowing that in cementing yourself as a champion, you put on, you know, such an entertaining fight.
That was an honor, actually. Really, I was like, so at that moment I was like so feeling blessed that, you know, that at last I was like nominated and then like picked as a fight of the year, because I always wanted, you know, to bring the best of me and the best of the beauty, the best of beauty of martial arts, of kickboxing.
Yeah, good standing in general for sure. And I mean, I saw Antonio Plazabat was nominated for Fighter of the Year, and obviously someone you have a victory over. So very much in a good place in the glory hierarchy for sure. And I mean, you've had distinctions before that, like WKA and Waco titles. How much is it like a significant career moment to capture like a glory championship? Like, does it feel like an altogether like new sensation? Like, does it feel like you leveled up in that kind of regard, or is like all the different championships representative of great moments? Like, does winning like the KOK world title have a certain level of importance too? Like, do you kind of get what I'm saying in that sense?
Well, they are like a different part of my career. You know, the different story. It has a different story. It has the different experience, the different fights, different opponents. Everything is different. Well, I'm just, you know, growing and getting up on the ladder and going up, you know, up on the hill. And I think the glory title is one of the main goals of mine, and I achieved it. And I think, you know, that I'm a living proof that everything is possible when you dream, really want, and work hard for it. Because I don't feel that I'm really talented fighter. I'm just a hard worker, and my character is strong. I don't like so much to win as I don't like to lose. That's the main factor, I think.
Yeah, I get what you're saying in that vein. Just, yeah, been a cool journey, though, from what I'm seeing. Like, very kind of reminiscent to me about, like, how I got into combat sports. Like, I was seeing an article where you were referencing names like, you know, Mirko Krokop and Wanderlei Silva. Were those some of, like, the early on kind of fighters that inspired you to want to become a career, you know, combat sports practitioner?
Yeah, those guys were legends. And, you know, like, when I started to do martial arts, first thing that I thought, maximum my achievement could be like, you know, just to see them fight live. That's it. I couldn't thought that I can fight on the same fight card or be on the same championships as those guys. And now I'm a champion of the best organization in kickboxing. So, man, that only shows that how small our dreams are, our wishes are, and with a big effort, I started to dream little by little, more and more, and still, like a few years ago, when I said, man, I want to be a glory champion. Everyone was, you know, looking at me like not serious. It's like, seems like impossible, you know. You're some guy from a really small country and you don't have no 90 kilos or 100 kilos sparring partners here. You're just training here with the small guys alone. And it's impossible. And a few years later, I have the belt. It's just a Cinderella story.
And I'm kind of curious because in the article I was seeing that it was actually a friend of yours that had the internet hookup and he invited you over circa like 2005 to watch the fights. Is he still someone that's like actively following your career? Because I feel like that could be a kind of cool part of it as well.
Well, we see each other really rarely, like once in a few years. But you know, and he still don't believe that he's a big he have a big part of like of my success. If he didn't try to, a few times to take me to the gym, I don't think that I would be here where I am right now. Because I don't know why, but I did never believed in myself. You know, maybe it was from the parents or from the friends. That I always thought that I need to go after someone to get somewhere. And only when I started to do martial arts, I understood that, man, I can be that, the leader. I can be the person that shows the way for the others. I can lead everyone to success with me. Only thanks to martial arts. Because it's, like I said before, it developed my character and my personality. And I'm really grateful that martial arts came in my life.
Yeah, for sure. A ton of amazing experiences so far and many more to come. But in terms of like what gym you're working at for this one, I'm kind of curious because it seems like you've gotten in work at some different spaces over the years, but it seemed like Sparta Gym was maybe where you're working at for this one. Is that the case, or are you maybe working in a different facility?
No, we work in the Sparta Gym. Man, I'm here like for 11 years already. Yeah. I'm in Sparta Gym for 11 years. The gym just changed the location like for 3 or 4 times. But the coaches and the team is the same. So 11 years, yeah, me and Andriy Shapoyla are together.
Well, that probably adds a lot to it. Like you're getting in, obviously, the high-level work that's necessary. But I would think that having that kind of like, I guess, trust and rapport with people who've been around you for that long, like you said, a bit over a decade. Like, I mean, you can't just necessarily have those memories kind of crafted in, like those sort of just come with time and stuff like that. So I would think that would be invaluable, like probably a huge part of your success too, I would think.
Well, yeah, you can say it like that. Of course, when you have the same people that know you and that trust you and believe in you, and they're like trying to push you forward all the time. Yeah, of course. But it's one of the main things, you know, when you treat them like family and you know that you know you can count on them and you trust them as a specialist and as a friend. So together, it's always easy to go on a path.
Yeah, for sure. And something that I was noticing in doing my research too, I mean, you have a lot of notable wins for sure, but I was noticing you had an amateur win over Alex Pajeda, who has since cemented himself as the UFC middleweight champion. I'm kind of curious, like, have you been kind of following his career progression and what he's been getting up to lately?
Yeah, for sure. I'm really proud of him. I'm really happy for him. And we were like talking before, even when he started to fight in Glory, I was posting the pick that where I won and said, "Man, it would be so great to meet you in the ring again and see in the professional ring who is a better man right at this point." Later when I came to Glory, he left to UFC. So again, we didn't meet in professional ring. But you never know. Maybe life will send me to UFC too. and I will catch Alex Pereira again.
Yeah, you can be like the guy that's chasing him. Like the whole narrative is like him, you know, chasing Adesanya through multiple sports. Maybe you can be that guy for him then. I mean, you do have MMA experience though. I mean, it seems like you have an MMA fight like every few years and like, you know, the kickboxing is more the main lane. But I mean, you laugh. It's not necessarily entirely impossible. Would that interest you? Like, could you see yourself doing maybe more MMA down the line?
Well, why not? Of course, the main thing that I need to do is get a USA visa. if I will get US visa, I will go to the best gym, start to develop my ground game, and man, I can be in the business for sure. I think I have an experience, I have the character, and I have the will, and I can show a really good show over there too.
Yeah, I very much agree. There's a lot of, tremendous, exciting options for you. I also see you have experience rather in gloved boxing and also Muay Thai. So clearly a lot of interest in several combat sports for sure. But you've been really good with your time, Sergey. I'm sure I could ask you a ton more questions for sure, but I want to be mindful of your schedule as well. So to that point, is there maybe anything you'd want to add kind of as like a parting thought as we're wrapping things up here, man?
Man, just a simple thing. For some people that then don't understand and don't have interest in martial arts can look brutal and evil and aggressive. But martial arts is a beautiful thing. Thanks to martial arts, you can change yourself. You can change others. People start to listen to you, start to respect you, start to treat you differently. With help of martial arts, I can do more better things in my life than I could before. So just I wish to all the readers or the people who are listening, do martial arts and do good, because good always comes back.
Well, that's a really nice parting thought, a great note to end things off on, and I was already excited for this Glory 83 light heavyweight title fight before talking to you, but very much more excited for this rematch after chatting with you, and I do appreciate the time and insights, Sergey. Looking forward to checking out the fight when it goes down, but until then, you have a good rest of your day, man.
Thank you, sir. I'm gonna keep in touch then.
For sure, absolutely.
Yep. Okay, thank you, and then have a nice day too.
All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to headline Glory 83. It is a light heavyweight title bid and should be a very intriguing rematch as well. So very excited for that part of it. Sergey Maslobayev taking on Donaghy Abena, and happy to be welcoming Donaghy onto the show. How's your day going so far there, man?
Yes, thank you for having me. My day has been good, had two workouts this morning, and I just finished both of them, and I'm feeling great, ready to go.
Yeah, it seems like a good way to kick off the year. I mean, a big card here, a couple title fights and everything like that, and probably gives you a chance to be fairly active throughout the year, being that you're in February. Like, are you enjoying all of the aspects of this particular fight? It would seem like a good way to kick off the year.
Yes, it is perfect to start the year with a fight, because otherwise you have to wait till March or April, and that's a very long time. So I'm very glad that I can fight in the beginning of the year, so I can get my at least 3 or 4 fights this year.
Yeah, for sure. Good way to stay active, for sure, and everything like that. But yeah, the last fight there, getting yourself back into the win column there and cementing yourself as the top contender yet again and everything. Like, what were your takeaways from the last fight there at Glory Collision 4, like the performance that locked in this title bid here?
Yes. So, well, again, what was the question?
Oh, I'm just wondering, like, the main takeaways from that particular fight there, like, did it play out relative to your expectations? Were there any surprises in the fight? Any lessons learned? That kind of thing?
Yes, the fight was good. I took a W, so that's the most important thing. And I found out some things for myself as well during the build-up to the fight and how I executed the game plan. That was good. So overall, I have a very good, thought about the fight. And there are also some things where I have to work on, but you have to, with every fight.
And it's an interesting run that you've had leading into this. I sometimes kind of forget your age a little bit, but you had an interview a little bit ago where you were talking about like a couple of the losses you had, but like putting it into the context of saying you were only like 21 at the time, and like the performances themselves were good, and just you heading into like this title shot here only being 24 here, and this isn't even your first time contending for this belt and everything like that. Like, how much does I guess the experience kind of belie the age there? Because it seems like you're already hugely experienced, but it would seem like the best chapters of your career are yet to come. Like, how much of a tool is that already? Just like how much great elite experience you've already had so young.
It's good, you know, it's good. I'm very glad that the things played out like they did, you know, so I gained a lot of experience at a young age. And to be honest, I'm probably the most experienced fighter in the division, and I'm the youngest fighter. You understand me? Like, I can say with my chest that I have fought Pereira, Fakitov, the top dogs. You feel me? The top dogs from that time. And I was only 21 years of age. And I gained so much experience for the last couple of fights that is, yeah, that's astronomical. That's really, really different. And most people underestimate the fact that I am at this stage, at my age, and I'm far from my prime. My prime is at least 3-4 years in the future. So, yeah, that's going to be something. That's going to be something, you know, so let's see.
Yeah, it's been a very incredible journey so far, and a lot more to come as we're kind of talking about, but I'm sort of curious as to like the early days of getting involved in the sport, because I was doing my research on you, and it seems like when you were a teenager, you were kind of in and out of some bad situations, like certain like children's home situations you had to leave, and a hostel for troubled teenagers, and it seems like you found kickboxing like right around that time. Like, how did you end up discovering kickboxing and getting so involved in it? Like, did you happen to catch a fight? Did you like walk by a gym? Like, what inspired you to go that direction?
Yes, I was a little bit of a troublemaker. In and out of school, I was a little troublemaker. My homeboy's brother did kickboxing, you know, and he told me like, okay, you have to come one time to see it because I think it's really something for you. And that's just what I did. I went to the gym with him, fell in love with the sport, fell in love with the hard work, dedication. And it went from there, you know. I had a very, very quick uprising to glory, you know, because I fought like 6 amateur fights and I turned pro immediately. And since that time, I've been fighting pro, and most people, they build themselves up like, okay, 5 N class, 7 C class, 8B, and then heavyweight. But I was already pro after 6 fights, so I really had to learn fighting as a professional, you know? And the thing with me is like, I love to self-develop every day. I want to develop every day on every stage. And I think that is one of the things that helped me and fall so quickly, because I'm always looking for better things, bigger things, newer things, you know, the best version of myself.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm kind of wondering like whereabouts you're training now, because like for a lot of fighters, like key sparring partners help people find that, you know, best version of themselves. Like, who are you, I guess, like working with regularly that you would credit in that regard? Like, who would you say are the main training partners / sparring partners?
Yes, I'm training at SB Gym right now in Utrecht with Said Al-Badawi, and I'm passing with Mikey Karatanasis. Very long, difficult name. I've been working with him for a long time already, also 4 or 5 years. And my main sparring partners are other glory fighters, you know, Jaffa Wilness, Nordin Mahedin, Ahmed Haddad is going to make his kickboxing debut soon. Nebio is also going to make his glory debut on the same day that I fight. So there are a lot of good guys walking around, you know. Francisco from One, I want to see the heavyweight guy. So that are my main sparring partners. and we go get it in the gym, you know. We go after each other in the gym, really pushing each other and pushing each other over the edge, you know. And the thing is, like, everything, the sphere, the demeanor in the gym is always very humble. Everybody's humble. We like to learn. We like to train hard. So I really appreciate that. So I appreciate my sparring partners to the fullest because they are the guys who are making me sharp.
Yeah, for sure. Some very top-notch individuals you outlined there. But I did kind of mention earlier that this fight was going to be a rematch, and the first time you guys fought was pretty close, at least in the verdict. I mean, he got the split decision nod at Collision 3 in October 2021 there. I'm kind of curious, like, what the biggest differences are between not just, like, you know, your opponent as far as, like, how he looked in the first fight heading into the rematch, but, like, what do you think is different about you as a fighter heading into this rematch as compared to the first fight?
The biggest thing with me is that I really evolved, you know. Back at that time, I was 22, I guess. I'm 24 right now. And I changed my whole team around me, except for Mikey Katanasis. So my whole team changed. I became older, more mature, not only physically, but also mentally, you know. I have now more of a relentless mindset. Back in the days, I already had a relentless mindset, you know. It's always everything or nothing. I've always been like that, but as you get older, you have more experience, you know how to handle situations better than before. And even with this guy, to be honest, what he does is cute and sweet, but what I'm going to bring to him is way different than the first fight. And he already said in the first fight that he couldn't figure me out. This time's going to be way different. It's going to be way, way different. And I think that he's a little bit overlooking me. That's what I think. But that's a stupid move for him, because for everything he has said, because normally this guy doesn't talk, but for everything that he has said, he has to come to court. And I will be the prosecutor and the judge. So I wish him luck. I really, really wish him luck. Because I've always been on my personal development. So let me see how he has developed. Because I know that I have developed more than he has.
I'm curious, like, what he said about you that would indicate to you that he's overlooking you. Because, like you said, he doesn't strike me as a guy that, like, really talks a great deal of trash. Like, was there a particular thing that he said that indicated to you he might be overlooking you?
Yes, on something on the... He's running his mouth a little bit on social media, because I said, like, I don't seek revenge, I seek the truth. And he had something to say about that. Like, for the guy who's seeking the truth, and then he posted a video of him raising his hands. Okay, you know. And for me, that's a sign that he's making it personal. And that he's overlooking me because he's a champ now. And back in the days, he never spoke, you know. He never opened his mouth. He was always quiet. And now he has the belt, and now he wants to start talking. Okay, let's see about that. Let's see about it.
I was going to say, that's an interesting part of this. And, I mean, probably a good time to have this rematch too. Just, I mean, I feel like he has a lot of momentum, which could only benefit you if you get the victory. I mean, he's coming off of a title winning effort that a lot of people are nominating for, like, glory fight of the year. He's got a 12 fight win streak. I would think that would be a good feather in your cap if you were to get the victory at this particular point in time. Like, do you think the rematch is almost coming at the most perfect point that it could?
Yes, the rematch comes at a good moment, especially because he has the belt. And we have to settle some things, you know, we have to settle some things. And his 12-fight win streak is nice for him, but his previous 12 fights are not going to be the same as this fight, because I take this fight very, very seriously. And if he thinks that I'm joking, then he is highly mistaken, you know. And as soon as the first punch lands, he's going to see that I'm not playing around anymore, you know, that I've grown, that I'm more mature. So let's see what this guy's going to bring to the table.
And this one kind of strikes me as a redemptive fight. Like, there would be a lot of potential for redemption, not just in evening up the series with your particular opponent. But I did mention before, like, this isn't your first time fighting for the light heavyweight title in glory. Like, is there almost greater redemption to be found in, you know, capturing the title after the previous title bid? Or is it more about evening up the series with the particular opponent, you'd say?
No, it's not about that, to be honest. It's just for me reaching my full potential, you know, because in my head, I've been this guy since way back. I've been this champ since way back. And right now I have to reward myself for the hard work I've put it in the last couple of years. So it has nothing to do with redemption or things. It's for me getting the belt, you know. Getting the first thing off my bucket list.
Yeah, that's a good mentality to have with the whole thing. And, I mean, such a huge fight coming up. But I'm kind of curious, like, because with certain fighters, I'm kind of interested in, like, what they happen to get up to outside of fighting. Like, obviously, you're putting in a lot of work for this title fight here. But, like, when you're kind of decompressing and get a bit of downtime, like, do you have any hobbies or activities you find yourself getting up to non-fight related?
Yes. I read a lot of books, and I really like to travel around the world, see different people, different cultures, different food, everything, you know. So I travel a lot and I read a lot of books.
Is that a cool part of, like, the fighting journey, getting to, like, travel a bit and take in different cultures? I would think you would enjoy that part of it based on what you're saying.
Yes. That's a nice thing, you know, because I just came back from, for example, Thailand. I landed 2 days ago, and how the people are treating each other there. Yeah, everybody's humble, and it gives you a different look, because in the West, everything is more about extra. You feel me? Extra, being bragging, being a little bit arrogant, and people there are kind, you know? So it changed your view of people. So not everybody is like in the West, like a little bit braggy, a little bit arrogant. Not at all. There, for example, everybody's bowing to each other when they greet each other. And that are the things you have to see with your own eyes. You have to experience yourself to change your view of the world.
Yeah, well, glad to hear you got such a good experience out there. Thailand, definitely a place I'm looking to cross off the list at some point, too. Seems like such a, you know, beautiful location, and cool to hear the people were, you know, so hospitable and everything. But you've been really good with your time, man. It's been cool getting to talk to you on the show, but I do want to be mindful of the rest of your schedule as well, that being said. So is there anything you might want to add? Sorry?
No, if you have some questions, ask them, you know, because you made some time for me. So I'm making touch for you right now. So if you have more questions, just ask them.
Oh, well, I guess when you put it out there like that, I mean, I was talking to your opponent the other day, and I've noticed he's kind of mixed it up in a couple of different martial arts. Is there any interest on your end in doing that, or would you mostly see your pursuits being in the kickboxing vein? Because I saw your opponent has done, like, a bit of, like, gloved boxing, Muay Thai, MMA, like, mixed it up a little bit. Is that something you would be looking to do, maybe, or perhaps just focus on the kickboxing?
No, my thing is boxing, you know. It has always been boxing. And also, if you look at my style, the most thing I do in the kickboxing ring are boxing related. And I would like to cross over to boxing someday in the near future. Because I like boxing more, you know. I like boxing more. And I've been looking like the big heavyweight guys. For example, Mike Tyson, Lennox Lewis, Muhammad Ali, Roy Jones Jr., Mayweather. I aspire to be like them. And I don't really aspire to be like the kickboxing greats. Because in boxing, there's way more to accomplish than in kickboxing.
Yeah, and I was going to say light heavyweight, a very interesting division in the boxing world nowadays. And at the time of this recording, we're getting into the weekend where Artur Beterbiev and Anthony Yard are going to be fighting each other. Do you have any thoughts on that particular fight? Are you going to be checking it out?
No, not really. I like Davis, you know. I really like Gervonta Davis these days. Errol Spence. I think that those are my favorite fighters right now. You know, two southpaws. I like the southpaw style because it's a little bit different and the punch come from different angles. And sometimes I try to be like, especially Errol Spence, you know, with a double jab to the head, left body shot. I really like to try that, but I'm not a natural southpaw. But it's good, you know, it's good.
Yeah, I was going to say two excellent individuals for sure. But yeah, no, it's been great having you on the show, man. A lot of great insights to be had. But I'm kind of curious if there's maybe anything you might want to add as like a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping things up here, man.
No, not really. You know, thank you for your time. Thank you for having me. And tell the people to check in. It's going to be fireworks. It's going to be worth their time. I promise them that. It's really going to be worth their time. And I'm coming in well prepared, physically, mentally, spiritually. And let's see what the other guy's going to bring.
Yeah, great having you on the show. Hopefully the first of many, but a very intriguing rematch coming up here on Glory 83. And yeah, people can check that out February 11th. Should be a great light heavyweight world title fight there. And yeah, thanks so much for the time, man. You have a good rest of your day and looking forward to checking out the fight too.
Yes, thank you. You too.